Okay. Another problem. Many people, and especially sisters, they think that they are weak so that their husbands can do their rami for them. You know, do my seven for me. You can only ask someone to do your rami for you if you are so weak that you cannot walk and you cannot even do your salat. Even, the ulama mentioned that even if a person is on a wheelchair, that person has to do his or her rami. And the way it will be done, that although the time at night is makruh, right? After maghrib, after sunset, until the next morning, subah sadiq, the time is makruh. You should not do, you should not prolong your rami until then, you should do it before that. But if that's the case, then you will take that person at 2 in the morning to do their rami. But they will do their own rami. Now the order again. Write down the English word pass, P-A-S-S. P stands for pelting, the A-S after that stands for animal sacrifice, and the last S stands for shave. See how good it fits in? Shave. We had a brother, we actually had two or three brothers with us. They decided they didn't want to shave their heads. You know, they just wanted to do the regular halaq. So they did their halaq and they came back. And they looked around and they're like, God, everyone is shaving. We really feel like, you know, weird. We're out of the crowd. People are going to look at us. So they all went back and had their heads shaved also. Alhamdulillah. The animal sacrifice that you do in Hajj is what is known as the dam of the Hajj. The qurbani that you do every year for your regular wealth that you have to do that. So for those people who are doing their qurbani every year and have enough wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them enough wealth that they have to do a qurbani every year at Eid al-Adha, they not only have to do their qurbani whether it's in Mecca where they are, or whether it's in America, or whether it's back home, wherever it may be, in addition to the dam that they're already going to be doing at the time of Hajj. So your qurbani, you're not, just because you're doing a sacrifice of an animal when you are in the haram, when you are in Mina, is not accounted as your qurbani. You have to do a separate qurbani also. So please keep that in mind. So make arrangements before you leave that you know, your qurbani is done for you, if qurbani is wajib upon you. Now you have certain things left. You have to pelt the three shaitan again on the 11th. You have to pelt the three shaitan again on the 12th. In addition to that, you still have to do the tawaf al-ziyarah. Right? The tawaf al-ziyarah. This is a fard of the Hajj. Now, you in the morning you went and pelted the shaitan. Then you got your animal sacrifice done. Then you had your head shaved. You were tired. So a lot of people don't do their tawaf al-ziyarah on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. They wait until the next day or the last day to do it. Although it is mustahab to do it, it is best to do it on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. And the haram is, when I say packed, I mean it's packed. Because everyone is only doing their tawaf al-ziyarah. So this is where it helps. If you've already done your sa'i in the beginning, you don't have to do your sa'i over, you only do your tawaf. Do you remember? I mentioned on the 7th of Dhul Hijjah, you can do your sa'i. But remember, you cannot just walk to Safa and do your sa'i. To do a sa'i, you have to do your tawaf. So you will make the 7 circuits, you will do the tawaf. Then you will do the sa'i. You're done with that. Then you go for Hajj. So at the end of the Hajj, on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, or the 11th, or the 12th, when you do your tawaf al-ziyarah, you only make the 7 circuits of the tawaf and you don't do your sa'i. But if you haven't done your sa'i, then you will make your 7 circuits and you will do your sa'i. And it's a challenge, really. You can become very tired because you're already tired. And now the greatest challenge, going back to Mina and finding your tent. Right? That's actually fun. You get lost. Sometimes you get... I don't know, I've heard a lot of stories about people getting lost. 1 hour, 2 hours, some people. I know, alhamdulillah, some people actually know how to work out the map really well. Okay, now this tawaf that you're doing can be done until the maghrib of the 12th of Dhul Hijjah. So you have all of the 10th, all of the 11th, and almost all of the 12th until the evening. But if you do it after the 12th, you still have to do it. You still have to do your tawaf al-ziyarah. It's a fard. If you leave Makkah al-Mukarramah without doing your tawaf al-ziyarah, your hajj is not completed. Your hajj is invalid. Your hajj is in a limbo. So although if someone was not able to do his or her tawaf al-ziyarah, it will become makruh tahrimi and a dam will become wajib. So please make sure you do it on the 10th. And, you know, if you're not able to do it on the 10th, then on the 11th. But you shouldn't wait till the 12th, because then you're really pushing it. You might not get time. Something might happen. Khair, inshallah. Okay, now a few side notes. You will be saying labbaik all the way through until you pelt the first shaitan. On the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, when you pelt the shaitan, you will immediately cease, you will immediately stop saying labbaik. Okay, if you've already done your sa'i, remember we were talking about the sa'i, then subhanallah. But if you haven't, now obviously on the last, when you're doing your tawaf al-ziyarah, remember, you will be doing it in your regular clothes. You will not have the ihram on. Right? You will not have the ihram on. Now, because you don't have the ihram on, there will be no iztiba, but there will still be raman. Your right shoulder will not remain exposed because you're wearing regular clothes, but you will still be doing raman, walking like a warrior, in the first three circuits. So please keep that in mind. To stay the night in Mina is masnoon, it is sunnah. So don't go to your hotels to spend the night on those nights of Mina. Or don't go to your apartments in Aziziyah. Aziziyah is, you know, right next to Mina, between Mecca and Mina. So some people want to end up going to their apartments in Aziziyah to spend the nights. Please make sure you don't do that. It is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to spend the nights in Mina. Now, tawaf al-ziyara, the tawaf that we did at the end, is not in the order. So if one wishes that after he or she does the pelting on the first day, they want to do their tawaf al-ziyara, and then later on they want to do their animal sacrifice, and then the shaving of the head is totally allowed. So tawaf al-ziyara is not part of that tartib, is not part of that order. Okay, now you're pelting on the 11th and 12th of Dhul Hijjah. The time begins after Zawal. The time begins after Zawal. So on the 11th of Dhul Hijjah, you cannot go there at 10 in the morning or 8 in the morning because it's nice and cool and do your pelting of the shaitan. You have to wait till Zawal. You have to wait till the time of Dhuhr. Once it's Zawal, only then the time of the pelting begins. And it is mustahab, it is like to do your pelting until Salatul Maghrib. And then from Maghrib until the Subh Sadiq, until the time of Fajr the next morning, although it is still permissible, but it is makruh. Right? And then again, that is the time when you have, if you have someone really weak with you in a wheelchair, you would take them at that time and they would do their pelting then. So you pelt the small shaitan first, 7 times, second one, and then the third one, 21. And then obviously you will be pelting 21 on the 11th of Dhul Hijjah, 21 on the 12th of Dhul Hijjah, that's 42, and 7 on the first day, which is 49. So please make sure you at least pick up about 70 to 75 pebbles when you're in Muzdalifah. You don't want to run short. You don't want to pick them up from somewhere else. Now, for every shaitan, after which you will pebble another one, you should make dua. For every shaitan, after you will pebble another one, you will make dua. In other words, on the first day, on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, you're only throwing your pebbles at one shaitan, you're not going to another shaitan after that. Which means you don't make dua. But on the 11th and 12th of Dhul Hijjah, when you throw your pebbles at the first shaitan, there's another shaitan that you will pebble after that. So you will come to one side and make dua. Then you will go and pebble the second shaitan. You're still going to pebble another shaitan after that, so you come to a side and make dua. And then you go to the third one, and obviously there's no shaitan that you're going to pebble after that, so you don't make dua after the last shaitan. Now, the preferable method of doing it is, you know, you should go in groups, at least 4 or 5 people. It makes it a little easier. And then go do your pebbles, and, you know, after each shaitan, come and meet in one corner. The reason you should go in groups is because if you get lost on your way back, you have more than one brain trying to figure out how to get back. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not. But, you know, at least you don't feel lonely, you don't feel lost, you have someone to talk to, you have some company. So what you should do is you should go there, move to a side, go to pelt the shaitan, come back, meet again, make sure everyone is back, then go to the second one, come back, then go to the third one, meet again, and then go after that. There's enough space on the side so you can actually go on the left side, so you can actually meet. Oh yeah, by the way, when you're pelting the shaitan or you're in a crowd and your slippers kind of come out, don't bother looking for those slippers, because as soon as you go down, you're down. There's no coming out. It can be very difficult. So please make sure. Okay, just 2 or 3 more things, and then we're done with the Hajj, but not Madinah Munawwara yet. On the 12th of Dhul Hijjah, If you don't leave before Salatul Maghrib, you have to sit, you have to wait until the 13th of Dhul Hijjah and pebble all three shaitan on the 13th of Dhul Hijjah also. So you pebble one on the 10th, and then three on the 11th, three on the 12th, and then you have to leave before Maghrib. If you don't leave before Maghrib, then you have to wait until the 13th and pebble three on the 13th also. Okay, here's the second problem. The one was leaving Muzdalifah at night. Right? We should leave after Fajr. The second problem. Some, not many, but some tour operators want you to do your Rami on the last day, which is the 12th of Dhul Hijjah, after Salatul Fajr. And then they want you to get on their bus and go to Mecca as soon as possible because you have to catch a flight that night or the next day. The time doesn't begin. It's as easy as that. You can't do it. If you do it, it's incorrect. If you're there on the last day, just be calm. If your tour operator is going to take you in the evening sometime, don't go at the time of Zawal. Regardless, on any day, don't go at Zawal time. Wait a little bit, 3-4 o'clock, and then go and pelt the shaitan. It's a little easier. Okay, now what you have to do is, when you're leaving Makkah al-Mukarramah, you've done your Tawaf al-Ziyarah, you've done the Rami, Hajj is basically over now. Now when you're leaving Makkah al-Mukarramah, and this is the case whenever you go to Makkah, you have to do a Tawaf al-Wida', right, the last Tawaf. As soon as you do Tawaf al-Ziyarah, the Tawaf of Hajj, it is now permissible for you to do your Tawaf al-Wida'. Many people think, it's a misconception, that the Tawaf al-Wida' has to be the last thing that they do. So they wait till the last minute, and sometimes things come up at the last minute and it becomes difficult. Tawaf al-Wida' does not have to be the last thing that you do. Tawaf al-Wida' you can actually do a few days before you're actually leaving, with the intention of Tawaf al-Wida'. You know, you will be in your regular clothes, you will not put on an ihram, but you will go there, you will say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and then you will make istilam, and then you will make the seven circuits, you will make the Tawaf. Tawaf al-Wida' does not have to be the last thing that you do. It can be done 2-3 days before you do, you're actually leaving. And once you have done your Tawaf al-Wida' and you have more time, you can still do more Tawaf. Tawaf al-Wida' is not like some people say, that some people believe or think that because you've already done the Tawaf al-Wida', you cannot do anything else after that, or you cannot make any Tawaf after that, which is incorrect. Even after you've done Tawaf al-Wida', you can go ahead and make more Tawaf after that.